This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Yep, you can join us here. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian. Oh, and I forgot to turn your microphone on.
And Daryl.
Actually, I hit the wrong button. That's what happened. So here we are. We'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. Skype username's lrn.fm. We're going to get right back into your calls here first. Then coming up, taco trucks everywhere. Why aren't they everywhere?
Because Cell 411 has not yet implemented an I Need Tacos button in their app.
We will get
Virgil,
into it.
Get on that.
We'll get on that here in moments. First, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Well, hey. Do you remember over the years I have kept you kind of up to date about the status of Harriet Tady, the former state rep who was...
The state of who?
Harriet Tady.
Harriet?
Yeah. She is okay. a former state rep. She may be in her 90s, at least her 80s, I think. And she was targeted by Deerfield Police Department back around 2012. She tried to record her interactions with bureaucrats at her town hall in Deerfield. And they retaliated by raiding her house with a search warrant and stealing recording devices. I don't think she was ever arrested. And I don't think the video survived either. At least it was not released to my knowledge.
Wow.
Anyway, that was a while back. She is, despite her age, she is running for state rep again this season.
Interesting. I don't recall hearing about that story. So you're saying the state agents were able to get away with raiding her house and stealing all of her devices, not charging her, and there was never any kind of punishment for them? They never had, she never sued or nothing ever happened out of that? Was there ever an update for that story?
She's done a lot of things to Deerfield Town Hall as best she can. But I don't think this issue just seemed to kind of slip through the cracks. I felt like I was the only one talking about it. I when it happened, I posted just a message about it on the forums. I didn't have any video to work with. I don't even think I have video of her. But she fights a lot, but she didn't fight this particular issue that hard. And so it just kind of slipped through the cracks.
Yikes. Well, we need more people here. We need more independent media. I'm surprised. I don't remember even hearing about it, Dave. I don't know if it even crossed my radar.
Yeah, if you do a Google search for it, you'll find like the very first, the top media coverage of it is just my post on the Free State Project.
Tady spelled C-A-D-Y.
Yeah, that's correct. I just went back and looked at that post before I called just to look over the actual email that I received from her and read that from end to end before I called in just so I didn't forget any details.
So was she overtly recording these bureaucrats or was she secretly recording them?
According to her email, it was very overt because the town bureaucrat objected right then and there to her recording. And she said, nope, I can record. And then she left. And then the town bureaucrat, according to her, complained and got the authorities to move further forward with an attempt at seizing the video. And then she thought she'd be arrested, I guess, from reading this email from about 4 years ago. But I don't think she ever was.
Well, it's too bad. I mean, I don't want to wish an arrest on somebody, but it's too bad she wasn't arrested because that would have meant, at the very least, there would have been a charge that could have been taken to court, and she could have, in theory, had won that. Instead, they just intimidated her by coming into her home and stealing their stuff. Now, did you say they had a warrant?
She said they had a warrant.
See, a lot of this would have been very interesting to get documentation on, get a copy of the warrant, post that publicly. Obviously, this lady is not afraid to record the police or a government bureaucrat, so post whatever videos that she managed to record prior to the raid on the internet. It sounds like she could have used a little bit of help with this one, and it's unfortunate that she didn't get that. So we definitely need more people here more people to move to New Hampshire and to get active? Because you can't do everything yourself, Dave, and neither can Daryl and I.
The other interesting thing about her is that, to me, she sort of personifies the genius of New Hampshire. So when we were all first kind of moving here, we had ideas. This ought to be done. That ought to be done. Well, Harriet Tady had already done it, right? One idea I had was, well, there needs to be a state law that exempts New Hampshireites from paying the federal income tax. Well, she had already submitted a bill, you know, to do that, you know, and years before I even thought of it. So it would be good to have her back in for the most part.
Cool. Well, I mean, thanks for the heads up on that, Dave. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Always appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know, there has been, like, somebody talking about that they want to do, like, a test city where they test out the automated self-driving cars here in New Mexico. And also drones, and we're a city where nobody's allowed, except that they're just doing all these tests. I'm thinking, I wonder what else they want to test out there. But there's plenty of desolate places out here in New Mexico. So
doing the tests in California. Google has their self-driving car, and it's logged hundreds of thousands of miles. On the roads. Now, obviously, you know, a self-driving car is going to need to be able to work out in the middle of nowhere, but it's also going to have to work out in a crowded city area. So they're going to need to have those tests run in, you know, downtown areas at some point.
Right, but, you know, the thing is that I think that New Mexico, we need to get on it because of our drunk driving problem. We're number second in drunk driving. And that might be the solution, just to have, like, 50 cars lined up, the automated cars. And when they come out, you know, coming out of the drones, just throw them in the car, program it, and send them on their way.
Come out of where?
At bars.
Oh, at bars.
They come
so
out of bars.
Who do you want to pay for these self-driving taxis for all of the drunk people?
Well, you know what? I was thinking maybe we could maybe get money up front. You know, like before they go in, you know, they always say, well, I'm not going to be that drunk, but when they can't, when you
okay,
know that
so have the drunk people pay for it. That's good.
So
at
the
least,
bar would own
at least on this occasion, you're not advocating for tax dollars to be used.
I mean, if they can. I mean, I think they should just have it as a credit. If you don't use it, they'll refund you. That's
well, see,
kind of a program. You
Sarah
I mean?
Still wants to centrally plan everything. She wants to be in charge of how this works and likely would force this policy upon bar owners. Because what if I ran a bar and I didn't want to have that? Could I make that choice?
Well, I don't know how that's going to work out in the future, but I just want to get do it in New Mexico. You know what I mean?
Testing to happen in New Mexico because, you know, you believe New Mexico is the best place for everything. And
well, it is the land of enchantment. And apparently, I did a search where that's the name, land of enchantment. And Sarah had mentioned about testing some kind of drone. Apparently, Google wants to test a 5G solar drone that... This thing appears to just have solar panels all over it, so it would permanently stay aloft and provide 5G, which is a lot better than 4G.
I'm looking forward to that. Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. See, the thing with Sarah is she, you know, she's got ideas, and most of them we don't really care too much for here on Free Talk Live because she wants the government to implement them.
Right.
Now, as you pointed out, she was not asking necessarily for the government to implement them, but ultimately that's what she was going to get to if we could lead her down the path of what she was thinking about, because when she thinks about something, she wants it to apply to everything, right? Like she wants every bar to have the self-driving cars out front waiting for drunk people to leave, because that's the world that Sarah wants to live in. And not everybody wants to live in the same world, and so we have all these diverse opinions that are out there, and ultimately if I'm a bar owner and I say, you know what, my customers, they can handle themselves, we don't need to have self-driving cars outside. If they want, they can order one or whatever, but I don't want to have those cars sitting outside of my bar. I wouldn't be allowed to, because somebody like Sarah wants to cram her ideas down our throats.
What if you wanted a self-driving taco truck?
I would love to hear about that. We're going to talk more about taco trucks here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. You need 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire? We got them. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the movie for free. It's an hour-long documentary film that really just runs down some very persuasive points about New Hampshire and why it really is the destination for anyone who takes freedom seriously and anybody that wants a chance at being more free sometime in your lifetime. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free there as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Taco truck details on the way. Why are there not taco trucks everywhere? Is the story from the Foundation for Economic Education, right?
Yes.
We'll get into that here in a little bit. Ian and Daryl in the studio. First, to your calls and thoughts. David is in Albuquerque listening online. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, a little correction on New Mexico or New Mexico, as I prefer. It's not the land of enchantment. It's the land of entrapment is what people like to refer to it as. Yeah.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
There you go. Yeah.
Every place I've ever lived that's a tourist destination makes that joke. It's not funny.
I know. That's why I was making it.
It's not funny.
So anyway, that's what you were getting at, right, David? Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, two things. I got the piece of timely news, but I wanted to comment on something you said earlier. You just shared one of my theories. You're talking about the small percentage of the population could easily defeat the bad aspects of our legal system, court system, by overwhelming it simply. Yeah, I agree with that. And one step further, I got another theory. I don't know if anybody's come up with this one before. I have a theory that the government will eventually kind of collapse or have to rethink how it does things simply by the fact that over time, everything gets more and more and more complicated, and at some point they won't be able to keep up with the compounding of all of the different workload that they have, and that they could either collapse or they'll have to completely rethink how they're doing things because they can't keep all the balls in the air. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I guess I see where you're kind of driving at there, but bureaucrats aren't known for really working hard at all. I mean, if they've got more stuff that's been passed into law, they'll only select certain laws to enforce, right? I mean, there's a bunch of laws on the books, but the police don't actively enforce all of them. A good example of that we've given before here is that it's illegal to play sports on a Sunday in New Hampshire, but you don't see the cops out at a Little League game, you know, busting the coach and the parents. Or
there are also a lot of laws on the books that courts have said are unconstitutional, but legislators, for whatever reason, have just failed to remove it.
Yeah, just leave them there. I don't know. I mean, I never really got the impression that bureaucrats were particularly busy people. I mean, for the most part, they tend to be lazy.
Some of them are busy. They're busy asking the legislators to pass more laws. We see that all the time.
Well, now, there are bureaucrats who will actually go out and, like, you know, plow a road or something like that, and those guys are doing something useful and would likely have a useful role in society absent the coercive government. But other bureaucrats are just pencil pushers and paper shufflers.
I don't really think of the worker bees within the system as being bureaucrats.
Okay. Well, generally, I consider anyone working for the state to be a bureaucrat, but I guess I see what you're saying, Daryl. You're saying a bureaucrat is someone who really doesn't do much of value.
Right.
They, you know, shuffle papers or push pencils around. So I don't think that the system is going to ever fold in upon it. So I guess I disagree with you, David, even though I understand what you're saying, that it's not going to fold in on itself from complexity. They'll just hire more bureaucrats until ultimately the system fails because of its own weight. And that could be because, you know, they've taxed too much and there's really not much wealth left in society for them to feed off of. That could happen. You know,
that was my next point, that I think they're basically at the limit of what society can afford money wise to keep them operating. They can't really expand too much further because once again, then it collapses for lack of money. And if you look at what percentage of gross national product, or however you want to think of it, that the government needed at the beginning of this country versus what percentage it supposedly needs now, it has increased, you know, exponentially. And I think it's just about at the limit. I don't think that they can keep on expanding anymore because they won't have the money for it.
Right about that. Now, whether we're at the limit or not, I mean, again, they've got a bunch of tricks up their sleeve that'll make it so they can can keep this game running for a long time. But obviously, the more they expand, the more there's costs to that. And that's what you're saying, is you believe that we've reached sort of the tipping point on that. That doesn't mean they're going to stop expanding, because, well, look at what they've done in Venezuela, in Zimbabwe, in, you know, all these failed nations around.
They'll stop expanding when they stop existing.
Exactly. So they're going to expand as far as they possibly can. They're going to take whatever wealth they can from us, and they're going to run, and they're going to hide, and ultimately they'll never be held responsible for what it is that they've done. You know, politicians generations down the line, hopefully it doesn't last too many more generations, but, you know, they'll get the blame for the things the politicians today have done, and ultimately nobody will really be held responsible for it. But if you look at Venezuela, you look at Zimbabwe, they just kept inflating the currency, inflating, continuing to bring down rules upon the population, regulating businesses to death. You actually had a story, Daryl, that we didn't even get to, I don't think, this week, unless you did it last night, about Venezuela and how it's impossible to run a business there.
No, that's still in my show prep.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next week, hopefully.
So, yeah, David, I think that, hopefully you're right and that they are at some sort of limit and we start to see the fall of the United States at this point. I mean, I don't wish economic destruction on anybody, but at the same time, I would like to see this experiment end at some point and we could then have more of a shot at freedom if the U.S. crumbles.
Yeah, I agree with you. And a piece of interesting news, and let me save the punchline for the end, the best part for the end, but APD, the issues here with them as far as use of force and whatever, one interesting anecdote is I knew a guy who was a genuine criminal. He didn't have any problem with admitting that, but he had been legitimately beat up by cops and had a legitimate lawsuit, and the lawyer that he was talking to that was willing to pursue the lawsuit and probably and expected to win said that if he wanted to go through with it, she would first have to move him out of state and then fly him secretly into a secret motel room to go to trial, because otherwise she feared for his safety.
Oh, I bet.
And yeah, and there was a guy who won a similar lawsuit, like $250,000 one time. He's kind of a homeless dude. But 2 weeks after getting his money, and this could have been due to anything, but to me it was suspicious, he was shot and killed in the middle of the night one night, 2 weeks after getting his money. And like I said, that could be anything, but it just raised a flag to me. And then there was a lawyer here named Mary Hahn, who she made her living suing Albuquerque Police Department. And then one day she just decided to commit suicide in her garage by running her car and gassing herself to death.
Awfully suspicious.
Yeah, and then when that happened, investigating her so-called suicide or whatever, the all of the big wigs, including who we discussed the other day, Rob Perry, the city manager guy, they were all in her apartment just doing whatever they wanted and laughing and joking and taking pictures.
That's
and
sick.
Personal items disappeared, and it's never been ruled anything other than a suicide, but it's noteworthy. And
sure is. David, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
I'll give you the punchline. I'll give you the punchline another time.
If you
time,
can do it fast,
really,
yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this is why lawyers don't like to go after the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything that you want. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show and use it to help promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you like Free Talk Live, it's one of the best ways to help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on the website. And now Bitcoin is back. So you can do Bitcoin amping. You just have to do prepaid amps in order to do Bitcoin. Normally, our credit card and PayPal subscribers can pay monthly. Bitcoin, you got to pay in advance if you want to use Bitcoin. But Bitcoin does give you anonymity should you wish to use that. So if you've been wanting to support Free Talk Live, but you don't want to put your name behind the show for whatever reason, you can do that. And you can do it with Bitcoin. So, you know, use a throwaway email address, sign up for an account on our site with that, and then use Bitcoin to amp the show. And we won't know who you are. And no one will know who, you know, happens to get access to our database. Not that that has ever happened, but it could happen in theory. You know, the federal government could do naughty things like that if they wanted to. So you can protect your privacy by amping the show with Bitcoin, and no one will ever know about it.
Take all of the servers and whatnot.
They didn't take our server. The server is actually in Montreal, so they would have to...
No, okay. I thought you had a local server here for LRN.
We had an audio server for LRN that serves out just the audio to
the audio doesn't keep the records?
No. No, okay. All that's, you know, secure.
Okay.
Outside of the United States. But nonetheless, you know, they've been known to hack things from time to time. So if you want true anonymity, you got to use Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk taco trucks. Ricky is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brother Ian, Brother Darrell, good evening.
Hi, Ricky. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, the recent hit that happened over there in the Philippines when they tried to whack the president, ISIS, of the Commonwealth of the Philippines. Now, one of the things, Ian, I've been doing is I've been...
They tried to whack Duterte?
Correct. Now, at first glance, this isn't going to make a lot of sense to people. But, see, I've been talking to a young lady in the Philippines for a couple months now. I get around, Ian, you know? And what's going on is, you see, the Philippines only 80 years old since they became a Commonwealth. Now, they're a very young country, and they were doing very well. Now, there's a movement been going on. See, they elected Duterte. They like Duterte. The problem is the cartels. Cartels are running their country right now, and that's why Duterte was elected. He's trying to clean house over there now.
Before you go on, Ricky, what was it that they did? I'm trying to find the news story here.
They went right to Duterte. I mean, they went over there, and ISIS did a hit. It was some kind of a bomb or something. I read the report. She sent it to me. I have court time.
There was a bombing that did happen, I guess, recently, but I don't see anything about
Friday.
It.
It is past Friday.
I don't see anything about it.
I did a search for Duterte assassination attempt. The first article is from the Daily Mail, where it says Philippine ganglords have raised a £300,000 bounty for anyone willing or able to take out Duterte. Next article comes from, I believe this is the Philippine Star Global, gun smuggling suspect reveals Duterte assassination plot.
Oh, okay. So,
okay, now the fact is, well, what happened is, you know, think about this. Now, it was the previous week that DEA got nailed, if you remember. Now, what happened is, come the following week, now there was an ISIS hit. Literally, there was an ISIS hit. Now, I was talking to the young lady. Now, she told me, it was about 3 weeks ago, she's saying she's very upset because she says they're one step away from becoming a federalist state. Now, one of the things about the Philippines is they pattern themselves after our government. I'm talking about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania 80 years ago. And what's happening is the cartels
are starting to get pretty unbelievable. But go ahead.
Well, the Philippines at one time was an American territory. So it is not unusual that an American territory would have a bicameral legislature and three branches of government, an executive, a legislative, and a judiciary.
But you're saying they patterned themselves specifically after Pennsylvania's government, Ricky.
Because the word Commonwealth was in there. And
well, not only that, we're an independent sovereign Commonwealth. I mean, nobody else could have done that.
All right, Ricky, let me ask you this question.
Certainly.
Massachusetts is a Commonwealth. Are they independent, or did they somehow sign some document that the governor of Pennsylvania never signed?
No, they're not. They're not an independent sovereign Commonwealth.
Well, what about Virginia and Kentucky? They're both Commonwealths, and they've done all the things Pennsylvania. They ratified the Constitution the same way Pennsylvania did.
I have no problem explaining if you want me to the difference between them. In the case of Massachusetts, then you got Virginia, then you got Kentucky. Now, the difference being Massachusetts, if you look at things, the fact is they don't have the same control we have. Now, if you look at the big difference is if you look at our Constitution as opposed to Kentucky, Virginia, you know,
not
Virginia
asking you about wording in the constitutions of Virginia, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. I'm asking you about the differences. All four of those commonwealths at one time ratified the United States Constitution. So how is it that Pennsylvania, in the mind of Ricky, is independent from the rest of the United States of America?
I can answer that very simply put. If you look at the constitutional amendment that was created in 1968...
Yeah, the one that I've read numerous times on the air that doesn't do what you say...
26.
Yeah, I've read that to you numerous times on this radio program, and it does not do what you say that it does. It does not say that Pennsylvania is no longer part of the United States of America. It doesn't matter how many times you think that's what it says.
Look at the Independent Sovereignty Act.
You just haven't done enough research, Daryl. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number is 855-453.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I lived in Pennsylvania, there sure as hell were federal income taxes that were stolen out of my paycheck. So just because in the mind of Ricky, Pennsylvania is not part of these United States of America, does not mean that everybody in the U.S. government agrees with him. It doesn't mean that anybody in the Pennsylvania government agrees with him. It's in the mind of Ricky.
Yes, and it is a strange mind indeed.
And I also think it's very funny how he keeps referring to Thomas Jefferson when he refers to himself as a Federalist. Thomas Jefferson was an anti-Federalist. He did not want the Constitution to be ratified. He wanted to keep the Articles of Confederation.
Yes. Toll-free number, should you wish to join the conversation, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, what's all this taco truck business? Why is the Foundation of Economic Education writing an article about why there aren't taco trucks everywhere? I mean, isn't it obvious? Not everyone wants tacos.
Well, it might be obvious to some, but someone who apparently is the spokesman for a group called Latinos for Trump, Marco Gutierrez, recently tried to warn America of the grave dangers of open borders and free migration with the image of, quote, unquote, taco trucks on every corner.
That actually sounds like a paradise in a way. I mean, I guess you'd get a little bored of taco trucks if there were that many of them, but I mean, I like a good food truck.
Fee continues.
Variety, though, is the spice of life.
Latino and Anglo alike seem to have experienced a vision of a possible utopia. The tag immediately began trending on Twitter, not in a panic, but in a near-universal celebration of the possibility. What people do not know is how hard government has worked for years to prevent this from actually happening.
Oh, yeah. Business regulations.
The
voting.
War on street food has been going on for about 100 years. And it's not just tacos. There are also illegal tamales. Look at this headline from a story last year in the L.A. Times. 450 illegal tamales from Mexico seized at LAX and incinerated.
They're smuggling in tamales?
Yes.
I just don't even understand that. Why would they need... Why? What? All right, well, we'll hear more about it. Coming up here in a moment. It's 855-450-FREE. It's not like the ingredients for tamales aren't available in the United States. That one's confusing. This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your taco truck fears or jubilation. It's Free Talk Live. Take control here.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you if you join us toll-free at 855-453 or via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's new site, libertylobby.xyz. It's your plan, Daryl, to be the Liberty Lobbyist. Now, maybe at some point you'll have more than one Liberty Lobbyist on your staff.
If fundraising is good enough, then yes.
Fundraising will have to get much better to hire somebody else. But at the very least, you would like to cover the cost of the work that you've really already been doing for the last couple of years here in New Hampshire.
Correct.
Which is going regularly to the State House and advocating, as you were talking earlier, for maximum freedom on every issue.
Yes.
Every time. And that's not to say that we don't have voices for freedom in the State House. We do. There's a bunch of great state representatives who are pretty principled folks and who love liberty. But you would be there as a lobbyist, which is a different role.
Yes.
And you know, you've been doing these things for free, but it'd be nice to get your gas covered and make it so you don't have to get hurt by taking a day off of work, which is what you normally have to do.
Right.
To go and do these activities. So,
right, and I have to do this, you know, cost-benefit calculation in my head of would it be better to take off on Tuesday and go testify on three bills or take off on Thursday and go testify on four bills that might be less important, but, you know, there's four of them, whereas, you know,
if you were getting a little bit of money, you could take off both days.
Correct.
Not really worry about how you're going to pay for your food at the end of the week.
Right.
Plus, you have to usually eat out when you're in Concord, because it's, you know, a little inconvenient,
right,
to do anything.
Even though
that,
they do have the cafeteria inside the State House, and that's a lot cheaper than, you know, say, going to the Subway.
Cheaper? Well, I mean, you can still pay $6.50 for a sandwich and a little few fries in the State House.
You can
go to Subway and pay $6 for a sandwich there, too.
Right, but if you go to Subway, you then have to drive and then come back and try to find parking again.
Yep,
so it's cheaper
involved.
And easier.
And when you're at the state house, you can schmooze with the state reps if you're eating in the cafeteria. So it really is, especially as a lobbyist, beneficial to stay there and eat there. So if you want to help Daryl with his fundraising effort, then you can contribute via PayPal and Bitcoin and what else?
I don't yet have the Monero QR code up on the site. But I believe that is Shapeshift integrated.
It sure is. So you can do Shapeshift over at
yes.
libertylobby.xyz. More about the taco trucks coming up here. But first, we go to Skype, where James is on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, James.
Yes, Minister Freeman. For 2 days in a row, I was listening to your show for this hour and heard Sarah and Ralph and Dave, three imbecilic callers that never call in Daryl to challenge him to think a second time, let alone ever make anybody laugh. So I'm wondering, Daryl, Minister, you knew I called in to talk to Chris to take him on about an important subject.
Were you talking about last night?
I was on hold for over an hour. I was on hold for over an hour and had to listen to an imbecile like Sarah and an imbecile like Dave and an imbecile like Ralph.
Well, why don't you wow us with your car? Why don't you wow us with your
James? I can and I will when given a chance
to speak.
You
sound tonight, so you might actually do a good job with it.
You're really, really walking and skating on thin ice. Ladies and gentlemen
no,
of the audience,
not, it's
a,
too piece, warm right now
a POS
that.
A POS called Ian Freeman has accused me of having three Deweys, although I have one and it was 5 years ago. And you
Why
can
do
laugh
you keep
like
lying
that.
About that?
You can laugh. What? If you ever call me a liar to my face, after I'm done with you, who are you going to call?
Why do you keep lying about that, James?
I don't ever lie.
It's not hard to find the arrest records. Are you saying the arrest records
I know. You looked up jailbait.com, and you see what you see and
no,
believe
that's a different website.
What it is.
Jail.com.
No, that's your girlfriend's. Again, Ian Freeman, you're accusing me of lying.
Yeah.
Not to mention accusing me of having done something I've never done.
Well, then why are there three arrest records for you?
I don't know. I don't look at the website and trust what I read. I trust the truth. And
so,
again, ladies and gentlemen of audience,
right,
just so you know, if
you're
inaugural, I'm telling you the God's honest truth, and you keep on doubling down in your lie, and then you accuse me of lying.
You know what? I didn't double down,
you
James.
Should thank God. You should thank God you have use of your hands
I
and your arms.
I actually apologized to you. I don't know if you recall that. I apologized to you when you had first told me that you only had one DUI, but then I looked a little further into it, and I found evidence for at least two, if not three DUIs. So, you know.
Okay.
You're just saying the evidence
is
false.
You're accusing me of lying, and it's not evidence. You're not reading the fine print, Ian Bernard.
Oh, is there fine
no,
print?
I
what on this?
Just like I'm not drinking now and haven't drank and drive and drank and driven in 5 years because I know what kind of trouble will get me into. Mm-hmm. But again, Ian Bernard, you should thank God that I'm nowhere near Keene because after I'm done with hurting you in severe fashion,
ooh,
because I'm not tolerant of people that. You've slighted
you?
My honor, Ian Bernard, and
oh,
you think it's funny. It's not a threat, it's a
bones.
Guarantee. If you don't apologize to me sufficiently, I will hurt you.
He's
and who are you going to call?
Numerous times.
Who are you going to call, Ian?
I'm not calling anybody, James.
Ghostbusters!
Because I got better things to do. I got better things to do. So, I don't know, man. He's claiming the jail.com is lying. I don't see why they would lie. They got three different mugshots of James.
I really don't care how many times he's.
Maybe he was so drunk he forgot that he was arrested. I don't know.
It doesn't really make any difference.
No, it really doesn't. But yeah, you know, it sure as hell upsets him.
Everything upsets him.
Yeah. So anyway, he's actually moved into making actual overt threats because normally he kind of beats around the bush at the threats, but now he's doing the real deal. All right, let's go on here. Taco trucks.
Apparently, there's such a thing as an illegal tamale. A passenger at LAX International Airport learned that the hard way last year after being stopped on November 2nd by Customs and Border Protection, where they found 450 pork tamales wrapped in plastic bags inside the passenger's luggage. The passenger apparently denied that the tamales were made with pork, which is on the list of products that travelers may not bring into the country under customs regulations.
That just doesn't sound like good food handling to me, to travel with tamales with no heating whatsoever. I mean, doesn't that sound unsafe?
Well, it depends on how long you're traveling. So right. Let's say they flew from Tijuana to L.A. That's about an hour flight. It's, you know, food's going to last an hour. Or you make the tamales, you freeze them, put them in your bag
with
ice packs. There's safe ways to handle pork, but because pork's on the list of things that you cannot take across that imaginary line.
Ridiculous.
Naughty, naughty. Getting back to the meat of the article about why there are not taco trucks on every corner. They say, now, of course, customs is being ludicrous, mean-spirited, invasive, and petty. This is a heavy fine, $1,000, and a pointless assault on the freedom of peaceful travelers who did nothing to violate the rights of a single living soul. It's also a waste of a perfectly good tamale, because, again, customs incinerated the, what was it, 450 pork tamales. And it's just a damn shame all around. But it is nothing new. It's just the most recent installment in a long, ludicrous history of American government's mean-spirited and petty war on tamales and tamaleros and Mexican street food vendors in general. As the Mexican-American food writer and journalist Gustavo Arellano put it, by 1901, more than 100 tamale wagons roamed Los Angeles, each paying $1 a month for a city business license. Their popularity spurred others in outlying cities to follow their example. In 1906, Sonoran immigrant Alejandro Morales began selling his wife's tamales from a wagon he commandeered through Anaheim. Morales, a ditch digger by trade, grew the concept into a restaurant, then a tamale factory, then Alex Food, a multi-million-dollar empire known today as Don Miguel Mexican Foods.
Yep, I've heard of them. I've had their frozen food.
It wasn't just Latinos who operated tamale wagons. African Americans, European immigrants, and whites also partook in the industry. Even the YMCA opened a temporary tamale wagon to raise funds so it could send a boys' track and field team to compete in Portland, Oregon. But as the popularity of tamale wagons and Mexican street food spread, the established businesses, press, and Anglo governments increasingly looked on the vendors with suspicious eyes. In San Antonio, Anglo city fathers began a series of running regulatory battles to stamp out the threat of fresh chili con carne as they passed regulations and closed down public use of plazas to stamp out the entrepreneurial efforts.
It's so bad that in New York City, you want to run a taco truck or any kind of food truck, sorry. The only way you can do it is if one of the existing license holders will sell you or rent you their existing license. You cannot get a new license. So there's this all kinds of arbitrary limits on who can run a taco truck, and I imagine this story gets into greater detail.
And
that.
Tamale vendors were even blamed for the Christmas Day riot of 1913 when police raided a labor rally.
I wish we had more time for it. We'll post the full article over at Facebook and Twitter, and you can dig into that. It's making me hungry. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.